We recently fielded a question via email from one of our listeners, which we decided to try to answer. So we asked her to repeat it over the phone.
Hi, my name is Claire Lynn Bevan, and I live in Camden, Maine. And my question is, why is Maine so white?
First, let's test the premise. It's true that almost 95% of people in Maine identify as white, according to the most recent census data. This makes it one of the two whitest states in the country, along with Vermont. But why is Maine so white? Maine Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold went looking for an explanation.
The first part of the answer to the question, why is Maine so white, has to do with geography and economics. Maine's the northeasternmost tip of the United States, far away from the American center of the Atlantic slave trade.
The South was primarily a rural, agricultural, agrarian economy, which depended heavily on slavery, beginning in the 17th century, for both the production of tobacco and of cotton on a large scale.
Maine state historian Earl Shuttleworth says while there were instances of slavery in Maine, its economy wasn't built on plantation farming. Maine relied instead on forestry, shipbuilding, and textile and mill industries fueled by water power. After the Civil War, some black populations immigrated largely to urban centers such as New York, Chicago, and Detroit, attracted by the growing opportunities of new industry. Shuttleworth says Maine's economy just wasn't robust enough to attract those new workers.
Nowhere in these major patterns of both development and industry, which is what really fuels people's ability to live in a place and their work, do we find in Maine's history any large concentration of people of color?
Makes sense so far. But this next fact complicates matters.
Maine was actually much more racially diverse in the 19th century than it is today.
That's Kate McMahon, a historian at the Smithsonian Museum of African American History in Washington, D.C. She says a number of historic events influenced Maine's development as one of the whitest states in the U.S. First, the Civil War took a toll on black communities already established in Maine. That's because during the war, shipbuilding transitioned from wooden construction to steel. This eliminated many of the jobs, including coopering, which had employed African Americans who had settled in the state.
All of those industries began to suffer. Those were the most high-paying jobs. Those were stable, and they were jobs that African Americans could get.
Anne McMahon says some struggled to find work in Maine's textile, shoe, and rope factories.
African Americans could not get employed in those jobs. They were excluded because of their race. So there were no African Americans working there. They had gave preference to white immigrants.
In addition, Maine also enacted anti-miscegenation laws, ensuring white and black people couldn't marry. And then, McMahon says, there's the story of Malaga Island, an interracial community off the coast of Phippsburg.
And in 1912, the state of Maine had decided that they didn't want this colony of black people. They had all of the homes on the island were removed and razed.
Later, McMahon says, the Ku Klux Klan established itself in Maine and shaped the state's political climate, working to elect sympathetic government officials throughout the 1920s.
By the 20s, you have all these economic circumstances that led to a lot of African Americans leaving the state of Maine, but also a lot of social circumstances that were not conducive for people of color wanting to move to the state of Maine to settle. And, you know, you have this economic exclusion and social exclusion.
But what does all that history have to do with why Maine is still so white?
So these grand narratives are often things that limit us.
Myron Beasley teaches American Studies at Bates College and says that over time, many people came to just think of Maine as a very white state. And for Beasley, that causes lingering problems, even in his own field of academia.
I know a lot of the academic institutions, you hear this phrase, oh, you know, Maine is so white, we can never attract people who are non-white because it's so white here. You know, that's a fallacious statement, but in many ways, in their liberal understanding, this progressive liberalism, they are promoting the very thing that they they want to dismiss or they want to disrupt.
Portland artist and educator Daniel Minter says that perception of Maine's whiteness can also obscure important historical realities, particularly about the state's earliest inhabitants.
There are people of color here that have always been, you know, the Wabanaki here forever. How often do you hear of them being called Mainers, you know?
Minter, who came to Maine over a decade ago, sits next to the black and blue sketches of work that he says is about Malaga Island and the separation of interracial families at the hands of the state. He says African Americans, Latinos, Asians, and a growing number of African immigrants all call Maine home. Minter doesn't dispute the census numbers, but he says the very act of emphasizing Maine's whiteness creates its own air of exclusion.
It's just that the state has not needed to welcome us. You know, it hasn't needed to welcome people of color.
So, to our listener, Claire Helan Bevan, we hope this may have helped to answer your question, why is Maine so white? For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.